Blackstone Audio presents House of Dark Shadows by Robert Liberulo. To my son Anthony, whose enthusiastic and energetic spirit makes our home as adventurous as, but eternally brighter than, the house in this story. Prologue. 30 years ago. The walls of the house absorbed the woman's screams until they felt to her as muffled and pointless as yelling underwater. Still, her lungs kept pushing out cries for help. Her attacker carried her over his shoulder. The stench of his sweat filled her nostrils. He paid no heed to her frantic writhing or the pounding of her fists on his back or even her fingernails, which dug furrows into his flesh. He simply lumbered, as steadily as a freight train, through the corridors of the big house. She knew where they were heading, but not where she would end up. In this house, nothing was normal, nothing as it appeared. So while she knew in advance the turns her attacker would take, which hallways and doors he would traverse, their destination was as unknowable as a faraway galaxy. And that meant her taking would be untraceable. She would be unreachable to searchers, to would-be rescuers, to her family. And that realization terrified her more than being grabbed out of her bed, more than the flashes of imagined cruelty she would suffer away from the protection of the people who loved her, more than death. But then she saw something more terrifying.